بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Hijri starts what is known as the year 622. So in the year 623 is the time for the first Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will go to the outskirts of the city. As we have mentioned, Medina Munawwara at that time is what today is the masjid and the surrounding gates of the masjid. Out of the city of Medina Munawwara, he will perform salah on an Eid Gah, on an open area, which today will be marked with what is known as Masjid Al-Ghamama. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also go to this masjid when there was droughts, in which he would perform Salatul Istisqa. For many years, salah in this masjid would not be performed because it had now become so close to Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. Today's salah is performed in the masjid. However, they have an internal sound system that does not allow disturbance to the masjid. 624, the second year of the Hijri, is the Battle of Badr. 625, where we will visit Mount Uhud. And we will see the miracle of Islam and the works and the doings of Almighty Allah. That there is sometimes when there is victory and everything that makes you happy. And in life there will be those times where man will have to be ready to cry. In the month of Shawwal, on a mountain which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, that Uhud, yuhibbuna, it is a mountain that loves us and we love it. And he would say, and this is from the mountains of Jannah. When you will see this mountain, then you must think about the connection Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with it. He loved it. And he wanted us to love it. He would climb on the mountain. On an occasion he climbed in the company of Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Umar radiallahu an, Usman radiallahu an. For the mountain on that day, it was a time of extreme ecstasy. When the time of the Mi'raj came, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought a conveyance, which we call the Buraq. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had ridden on it, but in its happiness that on me now will be the best of Allah's creation. It began moving until Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had to reprimand it and tell it to control itself, saying, do you not know who's on you? On this occasion, when they went onto the mountain shook. In extreme happiness, ulama have mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to reprimand it, like how Jibreel alayhi salam reprimanded the Buraq. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Usbut, O Uhud, stay in place. Do you not know who's on you? On you is a Nabi, referring to himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On you is a Siddiq, one who is so truthful, and he testifies to the truth. And he said, Washahidan, on you are two martyrs. What a word he used. It was a khabar, news of the unseen. It was something that was going to unfold in the future. Umar radiallahu anhu would be martyred. Usman radiallahu anhu would be martyred. But at that time when he called them Shahidan and two martyrs, what a word it was and how the world was going to see its reality. Uhud shows the miracle of Islam. As with regards to the battle, that would require detail. If Allah tabarak ta'ala grants the opportunity, we will speak about that. With regards to the martyrs, 70 were martyred on that day. Some of them were taken back, brought back to the city. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an announcement made, whoever has been taken home, bring him back. They will be buried in the battlefield. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said to his companions, he said, Lamma usiba ikhwanukum bi Uhud, when your brothers were martyred at the battle, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَرْوَاحَهُمْ فِي أَجْوَافِ طَيْرِ Almighty Allah allowed their souls to enter into the belly of birds, green birds. These birds then first went to the rivers of Jannah, and then they ate from the foods of Jannah. Then they came to lanterns of gold, which were in the shade of the arsh of Almighty Allah. فَلَمَّا وَجَبُوا طِيبَ مَشْرَبِهِمْ وَمَأْكَلِهِمْ وَحُسْنِ مَنْقَلِبِهِمْ. And when they now experienced the wonderful drinks, the wonderful foods, the wonderful reception that Allah had given them, they said, if only our brothers can understand bima sana Allahu lana, what Allah has done for us. لِأَلَّا يَزْهَدُوا فِي الْجِهَادِ. He says, so that they don't ever turn their backs away from this jihad, and they don't turn away from the battle. Almighty Allah announced, أَنَا أُبَلِّغُهُمْ عَنْكُمْ, that I will give the message to them on behalf of you. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْآيَاتِ. And Allah Tabarakallah then revealed these verses, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Those that have been martyred in the path of Allah, do not ever consider them to be dead. Rather, they are alive. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ, enjoying the sustenance of Almighty Allah. 627 Hijri. 627, the fifth year of the Hijri. A battle which will last for 2 weeks. It is known as the Battle of Khandaq, the trench. Today we are unable to see the trench, but you will go past the masjid called Masjid al-Fatah, the masjid where the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for victory, the acceptance of this dua was announced. It lasted for 2 weeks, in which there were only 6 martyrs, but it was an extremely difficult time. To build a trench was a miracle. About 5.5 kilometers long, 4.5 meters deep, 9 meters wide. It took only 6 days. Every believer in Medina Munawwara took part in the putting up, the building, the digging of the trench. The enemy had already left. Reaching Medina Munawwara, it only had to be put up in the north, because on the other sides, Medina Munawwara has a natural protection with mountainous regions, which is known as Harra, volcanic terrain. The weather was severe. The enemy were unfamiliar with such a tactic. Crossing it was not easy. They could not now run from all sides with the animals. They had to get into the trench. They had to come out. They could not come with the animal. For 2 weeks, a siege was laid on the city of Medina Munawwara. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would daily make dua, daily make dua. Allahumma munzil al-kitab, sari al-hisab. Wallah, the one who has sent the book, the one who is extremely quick in reckoning, ihzimhum, Allah destroy them. Wazalzimhum, Allah shake them. On the third day of the siege between Zuhr and Asr, Allah Tabarak Tala answered the call. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came to give the glad tidings. Masjid al-Fatah marks the spot where this occurred. Fatah means victory. It was after this that the fierce winds would begin. And unable to stand against these winds, slowly but surely, group upon group starts packing up and heading home. The Quraysh on this day was defeated, although there was no real war. Their prestige was destroyed. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, Al-an naghzuhum wa la yakhzunana. Now we will attack them, they will not attack us. نَحْنُ نَسِيرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Now we will start going towards them. This is from the miracles of Islam that you will witness on Ziyara. Masjid al-Fatah, Masjid al-Ghamama, which shows how small the city of Medina Munawwara once was, that I was on the outskirts of the city. Quba, which shows the beginning of Islam, that even the Jew, when he saw it was only a group, one group, what can one group do? But Islam is a miracle from the beginning and it will remain a miracle right till the end. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow that when we look at these sites of ziyarah, the azmat of Islam also grows within us. And we also understand the message that there is nothing important in life like how Islam is important to every one of us. And how there were people in the past who were ready to sacrifice their families and their own lives for the sake of this Islam, understanding it to be a religion, a faith that will never die. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us also with that understanding, that the honor of our lives is in laying it down, our time, our wealth, our lives, in the khidmah, in the service of Islam. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.